Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present Righteous Troublemakers, untold stories of the social justice movement in America by Reverend Al Sharpton. This is The Author. A note before we begin. For bibliography, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/righteous troublemakers. I dedicate this book to the lesser-known soldiers for justice, many of whom have worked with me and the National Action Network, NAN, over the past 30 years. Despite not having been formal staff members, whether they were marching for Rodney King in 1991, the year NAN was founded, or marching for George Floyd today, these individuals have been steadfast in their support. This list is by no means complete, but represents those individuals who have helped advance the social justice movement over the last quarter of a century in the areas of voting rights, police reform, women's rights, LGBTQIA rights, and more. Thank you for your work. Introduction. The march ain't over. What will be our legacy? Will future generations remember you for your complacency or your inaction? Or will they remember you for your empathy, your leadership, your passion for weeding out the injustice and evil in our world? Bridget Floyd, George Floyd's sister. In August of 2020, National Action Network, NAN, with the support of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, the National Urban League, NUL, and the Hispanic Federation, along with several clergy groups, unions, and civil rights groups, organized the Get Your Knee Off Our Necks Commitment March in Washington, D.C. I announced the march while giving the final eulogy for George Floyd, who was murdered by former police officer Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on May 25, 2020. After Chauvin knelt on George's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. I hadn't planned on organizing a nationwide march, but the moment and the people demanded it. To say that George's murder launched an uprising would be an understatement. Between 15 million to 26 million people participated in demonstrations in America. The protests were at their peak on June 6, 2020, when 500,000 people raised their voices in nearly 550 places across the United States. According to scholars and crowd-counting experts, that kind of turnout made the protest the largest movement in the country's history. George's death was an inflection point. The Black Lives Matter movement, which had already taken root in several cities and communities around the country, forced Americans from coast to coast to say enough is enough to police brutality. The march was planned for August 28th, 57 years.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?